we have decided to come together and put our heads together as we pray and seek to augment the noise and the pressure behind the demanding of the type of relief.
And what are you hearing from the police and the government itself on the disappearance of Itai?
Well, apparently, unfortunately, we have not had any formal engagement whatsoever with the government, and that is why the same applies with the police. We only engage them at the initial stages of this saga when they just taken the report, and that was it. But as far as the culmination and the progression of their whatever is alleged to be an investigation, they have not actually approached us as a family. They have not had anything from the government. They have not had anything from the police. And that in itself is actually worrying. It's quite unfortunate. We hope we're going to hear from the police.
And of course, the Dzamara family, along with many other stakeholders, have been calling for the release of Itai Dzamara. What's your plea looking at nearly 100 days since Itai has been missing?
Well, it has been a surreal change for us. Painful. Wake up every day anticipating to hear positive news, but that has not happened yet. But like I said, we still hold on to hope. We still believe. We still pray for the release of his life. And we are hopeful that one day we'll be reunited, even though it's a very challenging and difficult phase for us as a family.